For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know, you see. So,
hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
My name is Oluwanifemi.
And I'm Tej.
Yeah, so Tej, Oluwanifemi, how are we doing?
I'm well, I'm good. It's October, the 10th month in this year, and Nigeria is 60.
Wow, nice.
I don't know how I feel about summary.
Nice summary. Yeah, I don't really feel excited about it. It's just like someone
this is what
getting...
I'm excited though.
Why?
Nigeria.
Why?
For the Kuma Omi.
So you have to be excited.
So it's our country. So we wish all Nigerians in Nigeria and all Nigerians in diaspora happy independence. We hope to see better days.
Better days. Can we hope? Yeah.
You know, the highlight of this independence is all the jingles I've been hearing and seeing about Nigeria's independence.
Really? Where?
My favorite one is Nigeria they carry last.
Jesus what? Christ. Where are you seeing those?
On TV.
Wow.
Yes. And right. I like the way they mix everything together. And that's the highlight, at least. Something to be happy about.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't believe I didn't hear anything like that.
I'm glad I didn't.
Okay. So, yeah, let's go straight to the story. So, talking about better days, I think better days are coming for some African countries. French telecom giants, Orange, or however you pronounce it, they are doing something with Google. So, Nifemi, tell us about that.
Okay. And Africa is once again receiving attention concerning steps to improve internet penetration and also broadband penetration. So, Orange is partnering with Google to launch. They have launched in on October 1st to launch a low-budget, exclusive 4G smartphone costing like $30
in African
countries and Middle East. Mm. So the name of the phone is Sansa.
Sansa.
Sansa Stack.
Mm. Okay.
Right. So the plan is to make smartphone affordable, because smartphone affordability contributes a lot to internet penetration, according to GSMA. Mm. And Google has always been on that stage to help countries that are, in quotes, less privileged in the pursuit of internet penetration. So it's coming to African countries, and starting with Guinea-Bissau, Cote d'Ivoire, and Madagascar in October, and subsequently other African countries, we start seeing it. The interesting thing is that Sansa is not a new brand.
Okay.
So Sansa was a brand. Yes, was launched in 2019, and it's already in 13 African and Middle East countries. So this collaboration is just to make it 4G, like to make it a 4G
capability.
Yes.
Do you think they are like subsidizing the price too? Because yeah,
quite subsidized, because if you know about low budget phones, most of them are like 3G phones, 2G, you understand?
Yeah.
But now this one is 4G. You can hardly find high-end spectral phones that are lesser like this. So this is quite affordable.
It's like 15K in Naira.
In some areas, you can pay in installments.
Installments.
And the phones will also come with airtime, data bundle. I need to just to encourage you to...
Okay, so Google is emphasizing the 4G, but my question is, how many of these countries have 4G penetration? Like, besides Africa's major markets, 4G penetration is not that widespread. Even in Accra, Ghana, you won't barely see 4G.
Yes, so, well, we can't dwell on that.
Okay.
We can't, because, if you don't improve the compatibility of a phone, even when new opportunities come, they might not be able to key into it. So, well, yes, fine. 4G penetration is still low, but still we are looking towards that. So And I noticed that a company like Orange and Google, they've been interested in Africa for a while, even though they're multinationals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So most African countries have Orange as their dominant telco.
Yeah.
Google most francophone countries.
Yes.
Orange is France, right?
And yeah. French telco. Okay. Yeah. They've been acquiring dominant telcos in those countries, and they've become dominant there. Also, Google has been involved in internet infrastructure. They've been involved in providing free Wi-Fi, the Google Developer Space, investing in talent in Africa. So this is not coming as strange because, well, they are so interested in Africa and they see potentials in Africa. So we're hoping this gets to many markets in Africa and it will fulfill the plan they have for it.
Well, it's an interesting one. And of course, if you've been following TechPoint, you will see we did a brief rundown of Google's various moves in Africa. Yeah. And of course, they're not necessarily trying to help us, trying to give back to Africa society. There's a large untapped market, I think, they're coming for.
And they are coming for developers too.
Oh, of course. Exactly. They're coming for developers. Yes. Exactly.
It doesn't remove the fact that we are gifted in Africa.
Yeah, but they're coming for Android app developers. Don't forget
that's
that.
What I mean. Yeah. So,
okay, Android app developers. Yeah. Yes, not exactly coming for. Okay, this is it. Starting from September 2021.
Yeah.
All apps that are on Google Play, we have to. It's okay. This rule has always been there, but it has not really been enforced.
Maybe
probably for clarity of language, but now every app that is downloaded from Google Play,
and has in-app purchase feature in it,
and they have purchase feature in it. Like you have to buy it to
subscribe
any other recurring
so like Netflix.
Yes, an app like Netflix that is downloaded from Google Play have to pay like 30% off every purchase that is done on the app to Google.
Wow.
It will be enforced from September 2021. The interesting is that 97% of Google's apps on Google Play didn't have this feature.
Okay.
So 3% of those apps, this only concerns like 3% of apps on Google.
Yeah.
Like, so the only 3% paid apps on Google. Wow.
Is it just paid apps? Or
paid
apps and apps that have
subs in-app purchases. Okay. Wow. So, but the thing is, most of these apps are already abiding by this rule.
Function, yeah.
Right? But some are not abiding by it and they cannot be held against them because, there's no clarity to it. Mm-hmm. So now Google is now coming to say that, okay, we are going to give you a free and to work. If you feel you can't abide by this shoe, you can use other stores. For example, now Samsung has Galaxy Store and it has some apps on it too. You can get apps from other APK sites and download them.
I think Tecno has PalmPlay something.
Yes. Yeah. So Google is telling you can go and put your app on any other store. But Google is telling you that we have security, we keep your data.
Okay. But this, so, I think it reminds me of what's going on with Apple. Apple is currently having a struggle with Fortnite.
Yes.
Epic Games about the Fortnite, whatever.
Yeah. So it's still on this 30% on all purchases.
So they're trying to be like Apple.
Apple is like, so it, apps
it
on Apple.
It has been existing, yeah.
Apps on Apple, on App Store, they don't have the choice that Android developers have.
Oh, yeah, no other App Store.
Yes,
yeah.
So everybody is included.
We shove it down your throat.
So they might not be coming for Google as much as they are for Apple because you can decide to go to any other store and Apple is not disturbed, and Google is not disturbing you rather. So yes, that is what is coming, and the space of time between now and then is like a year, so that those that are not aware can be able to integrate this payment, this billing system, go to other stores. We are looking at how that will play out and hope they will not start getting backlashes as Apple is getting too.
Well, personally I don't think they will, but coming down to Nigeria, something interesting, and these guys have been making waves for the last week. They call themselves Abeg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. The discussion about whether they will have to give 30% of their money to Google will come later. But yeah, what's what is going on with Abeg?
First, wait, they apply to that.
Yeah, every, don't they have
fintech?
Do they, I don't think so. Look, that thing has to be very, very clear.
It's not like they're selling something or a service.
They just have to. Yeah. They just provide you a digital wallet. Okay, so Abeg in Nigeria it means please for non-West Africa. Well, it's
like please.
Yeah, it's like a play word on I and Beg. So yeah, these guys they came up with this idea to do a cash app for Nigeria and Extension Africa, right?
Yeah.
So, hence the Abeg app. So what Abeg helps people to do is to send money to each other using tags instead of using your account numbers that banks give you, right? You can use bank accounts, but they play on your tags to send money.
Okay.
So they launched just a week ago and now they have over like 5,000 downloads and counting. So one thing that was striking was the way they launched. So I mean, they said they've been working on the app for like a year or two, but like, you know, the Nigerian tech Twitter community like came and supported them, and like when they launched, everything just blew up and all that. So the thing now is if they can maintain that momentum and get more people outside the Nigerian tech community. Because now it just seems like, yeah, it's just the Nigerian tech guys that are using the app, sending money to each other and all that. And one major feature they have is this giveaway thing that happens on Twitter. I don't know if our non-West African listeners are familiar with that. So giveaway is like when, how do I explain it?
Yeah, a popular person just wants to, okay, so a popular person has fans, he comes online and say, oh, I'm doing it. A giveaway. I just want to give away 250,000 naira today.
Yeah.
Then
to subsetting people and all that.
Drop this, drop that, drop your account number.
And normally people will drop their bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which is not safe.
Exactly, which is not safe and all that. So Abeg's proposition is that drop your tags instead. So yeah. And it's actually seamless. Right. So with the tag, you can just send money to whoever, you know, wants the money and all that. So they want to
how are they making money?
Well, you know, like all fintech, this thing, there's a bit of like commission they take from the transactions you make. So, but the aim, I guess, is maybe to become like Cash App. You know, Cash App like allows you to sell and buy Bitcoin, trade on foreign markets in the US markets and all that. So I don't know if they have those extensions. Yeah, for now.
This model.
Yeah. So I mean, good luck to them.
That's interesting.
So Tej, are you on?
Yeah, so my Abeg tag is please help me.
Yeah. And how is that coming?
At please help me.
Oh God.
I should open an account and tag people too.
Please
support my
My own is Sam Humble, please. I'm very humble.
I'm humble.
I'm humble, please. Okay, So talking about Nigerian startups and money and all of that. So Nigerian mobility startup, Max.
This is something out of the ordinary.
Like for a startup, companies do that most times. Yeah, but a startup,
even a startup in the normal like tech world, I don't think they do this kind of thing.
No, they don't. Not that they don't. They rarely do it.
They rarely do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Max.ng, mobility startup that is playing in almost every space or in the value chain of transportation and mobility in Nigeria. They are into logistics, they're into ride hailing, they have two wheelers, that is keke or tricycles.
You mean bus?
Yeah, they said they are even working on the bus.
Okay.
But it's good to see. But they have electric bikes too. Yeah. So they had a lot of things doing. And of course, if you remember, last month they partnered with Ekiti State government to digitize Okada and Kekes in the state.
Yes.
So this time around, they decided to float a 22 million dollar bond. That's about 10 billion naira in Nigerian naira.
Man, what does that mean?
So a bond, normally startups raise money by equity or angel investment.
Or debt financing.
Debt financing, right? So
ICO too.
SEO.
It's ICO.
ICO, crowdfunding and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So with bonds, you are able to raise money without having to give away equity. And the interest you pay back is for a fixed rate at the end of the year. And you can keep renewing it at the end of the period. So you can decide to raise this money and use it for 3 months. Mm-hmm. After 3 months, you raise another one again. So what Max did was they floated $22 million worth of bonds. Mm-hmm. Out of that $22 million, they just gave out $1 million to investors. Oh yeah, in local international investors, they invested $1 million. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean they gave out? Like they say, like, we need $1 million.
They just a part of that bond now. Okay. They just opened it to investors. You get $1 million. That's about how much naira you can.
It's 400 and something.
Yeah, 400 million naira. Mm. So that is the first round. It's, they call it the Series One bond or the bond. So after that round, they can keep opening it up to investors. Like you open a shelf, oh yeah, collect.
Mm-hmm.
Open shelf, collect. Open shelf, like a very very big shelf, but you open it small. Mm-hmm. Like opening a drawer.
So what if they don't find investors to?
Okay, so far so good. They've been attracting a lot of investor attractions. Like what am I even saying? They've been attracting a lot of investors.
Yes.
Yeah. So international investors, local investors. This is in the traditional sense in Nigeria. This is the kind of markets that most people in the financial space understand. Mm-hmm. You understand stocks. You understand bonds. When you talk of capital markets, those are the main drivers of the capital market. So they are able to get more traditional investors, local investors to invest.
The whole VC thing.
Yeah, instead of the whole VC thing. So the investors don't have to take much risk and they are not collecting equity. They just collect money and at the end of the year, they get their return. It's almost like buying stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very simple thing. And they said they want to keep doing this. Like,
after mind this, you, they've raised like $8 million.
Yeah, they raised $8 million already. And with these bonds, they can raise up to $22 million.
So that's
at any timeline they want. They can just call for investment.
So you're just there waiting for them?
Yeah, it's basically there waiting for them.
And it's like the first startup to do this.
Yeah.
That we know of.
And I'm pretty sure that they're the first in transport sector to do something like this. But it's all good and it's all interesting and we hope to see more good news from Max.
And they have plans for vehicle financing.
Oh, yeah. That. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Vehicle financing. So what they want to do is help you get a car. Mm-hmm. And you'll be paying for it little by little. And we'll be paying returns to them. So that's
interesting.
Yeah. But for more details, you can go to the website and see what's going on there.
And so see if you can apply for bonds too.
Apply for bonds, yeah. And of course, if you are looking for vehicle,
I'm just kidding. No. Well, actually, you can.
No. Like, you can probably contact the company helped Max, DLM Capital.
Yeah.
They can actually put you through if you are a startup. Then, if you are looking for a vehicle that you want to buy and you don't have the money full, you can go to Max and it will help you out. And it's a very, very interesting process. So, yes, one of the biggest talking points in Nigerian community this week. Like, it was a very, very big conversation about Health Plus, a power struggle. What's going on there?
So, yeah, like, was it over the weekend? I think, yeah, over the weekend, like the past weekend. These guys, a UK-based private equity firm, Alta Semper Capital, released a statement that they've they don't need the services. They don't longer need the services of the founder and CEO of Health Plus, Buki George. Yeah. Buki George is like a very known entrepreneur in Nigeria and everything.
Mm.
So he said they don't need that service anymore and they're employing a chief transformation officer.
Transformation.
As in like
Transformers.
Transformation officer to lead the company through this period and all that.
Transition or something.
Yeah. So
what's the
next
reason
thing
behind it?
That's where I'm heading.
Like as the story finished.
Hmm?
As the story finished so far.
No, at all.
Okay,
like
okay.
So as in that happened like on a Friday.
Okay.
Then on a Saturday, Health Plus now released their own statement that what Alta Semper said was not true, that Buki was still you should disregard everything and all that. That Buki is still the CEO and she's still the one leading the company and everything.
Second blow. All right.
So, you know, going into the matter, we found out that apparently, like, when Alta Semper invested in Health Plus, like, 2018, right, $18 million, that he probably got a very, very large stake, probably around like 95%.
Okay, 95%.
That is being rumored that that's what they got, right?
Why?
Which.
No, I'm just wondering.
You can ask Buki.
Wait. This business has been surviving for see how many years are now a funding is,
an since 1999
exactly, and a funding is coming, and
since 1999 she has been probably running on family, some loans and all that. So I mean, she's had to just take it 2018 to get this investment, and it's something like noteworthy for private equity funds, right? Mm-hmm. They come in and take very large investments from your company. Okay. And you're left with something small. But the thing is, I mean, there is this talk about having a small percentage of it, like having 10% of $1 billion company is bigger than having 100% of $10 million company.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. How much did they bring? How much did they bring?
$80 million.
So,
well, I don't know. So rumor has it that they have 95% of this. But the thing now is that Bukie George is saying that they were holding the funds. Right,
so,
they were withholding these funds from the company, leaving the company to bleed dry. And in process, when the company bleeds dry, they can now
say they did not give up on their own side of the bargain.
Side of the deal, exactly. Because I mean, giving them the funds was to grow the company, right? Mm-hmm. Mm. So publicly now, it's as if they've given them the funds, but Bukie George is saying they've not given them the funds. Yeah, so like they manage the funds, and now Bukie is not competent enough, so they have to collect the company from her and install someone else. So that's Bukie's side of the story. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Alter Senpai is saying that they gave them the money. She didn't live up to the expectations. They brought her on board during the COVID crisis to move the company forward. She was not on terms with them. And now they have to look for someone better. And the fact that they're a majority shareholder in the company gives them the right to do so. I mean, at 95%.
So who is lying and who is telling the truth?
Well, we don't know yet. That's the problem.
Maybe the matter is not even about lying or not. It's the earth that business owners have to face when it comes to equity investment.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like if it's true that... for example, 95% is for a health plus... something company, like a holding company, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is being managed by Alter Semper, and she has the 5%. So it's, if that's the case, then she would have known that something like this would have happened. Because when you have like a majority shareholder in your company, then they can make decisions like
this. Is a story you'll keep investigating, right?
Yeah. I mean, Bukie came out to give her own side of the story with Naira Metrics, saying she had to sell some of our properties or something like that. But yeah, it's something we'll keep investigating.
That's interesting. And it's actually an interesting conversation. Like, if it might be a sad one, but I think it has lots of lessons that we can learn from.
Especially for startups.
Yeah, for startup founders. And
private equity fund is not venture capital fund, though. Just take notes for startup founders. Yeah.
Yeah, but let's see how it goes.
So yeah, that's pretty much from the whole Alter Semper, Bukie George saga. So yeah, I think that's the end of our podcast today. If you're listening to us for the first time, where can we get out?
Okay, yeah. Don't forget, you can get this podcast anywhere you get your podcast, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. And of course, don't forget to drop a like, share with your friends and family and your well-wishers.
And your enemies.
Of course, if you have any suggestions about what we are doing, you can send us a mail to podcast@techpoint.africa. You can tweet at us. And our Twitter handle is techpoint.ng, which is techpoint.dotng. And don't forget, all the stories we wrote here today, you can find them on the TechPoint Africa website. And of course, we'll be dropping the link on the episode once it's out. So
we hope that you'll be here to listen to us next week. And have a lovely weekend and take care of yourself. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye, guys.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.